Here's some Stoke FM news for Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling.
Amazing. Wonderful. Thrilled.
That's how Kira Wolf felt when she found out the city of Revelstoke was giving the Revelstoke Community Housing Society $100,000.
We were given 2 days' notice. We were summoned that something was going to happen, and we had an idea it was money, but we didn't know the amount until we were in there.
The executive director of the Housing Society says the money is going towards development costs for a new affordable housing project.
We're paying for an entire architecture plan for a new build. We're doing a site survey, economic survey. We have a site evaluation. We're doing a cost analysis, and this will also pay for the application that is going to the funding partner. BC Housing or any of our funding partners, they won't give us a blank check. We need to come to them with a plan to build a house. Same thing for the city. If they're going to lease us land, they need a plan. They need to see what we're going to do with those, with that piece of land. So we have partnered with Altus, and we've created a new build. It's going that we're hopefully going to be able to expedite and get funding for, but that all costs money. That costs a lot of money, actually.
The city of Revelstoke got $500,000 from the Provincial Rural Economic Diversification and Infrastructure Program. Ingrid Braun is the city's director of community economic development. In an email, she said the city requested these funds from the province for the development of lands adjacent to Oscar Street. $100,000 of that money went to the Housing Society for capacity building, Braun said. Michael Brooks Hill is the co-chair of the Housing Society.
You know, the city's doing a land inventory, and they want to do a master plan for this large chunk of land behind the ambulance station, Humbert Street, Oscar Street, depending on what you're talking about. They've indicated that they would likely, staff have indicated at least that they would likely support leasing a chunk of land here. Obviously, it has to go through council and they make the final decision, but all signs are pointing to the fact that it's a good site for the project and would be approved, but we can't jump the gun and say it will happen.
In her email, Braun said the remaining $400,000 from the province would go towards a master plan for Oscar Street for housing, recreation, and other potential investment-ready purposes. For survey, design, and engineering costs, preliminary site planning, and provision of in-ground servicing, including water, sewer, and electrical. When asked if the Housing Society would have to wait for the master plan to be finished before they could go ahead with their housing development, Braun said those lots would be separated off. They would be serviced to enable the Housing Society to pursue additional funding to support development of further housing units.
It's going to be more two-bedroom units. It's going to be over at the other adjacent land in Oscar Street, hopefully. And we're debating on a three-bedroom, but we're gearing it more towards families this time around.
And do you have any idea how many units it should be?
21 to 22 units.
Ultimately, this money should help the society develop housing more quickly.
There is funding available for planning, for these types of surveys and architecture drawings, but you have to put together a proposal, apply for funding for that, receive the funding. And so in terms of doing things quickly, actually having the money up front to pay for these costs makes the whole process go much faster.
And is this $100,000 enough for the development process for this project?
I hope so.
It's not. Is it spent yet?
It's checks have started to go out. Yes, it should be enough to cover it. And like Mike said, that there are other options out there that we have started applying for, but those take months. I mean, months to go through, and that's also time on our end as well to apply for all the capital funding. And there's always the off chance we don't get it. And then we're back to square one. We're waiting. And if you look at the time between the builds, it was 2010 for the first, 2016, 2022 for this one. So that was a 6-year gap. And we don't have 6 years to wait for the next build.
Wolf said she doesn't have a timeline for when the houses will be finished because they don't have money for construction yet. They plan on submitting an application for construction funding this summer, Wolf said, saying that the money from the city went towards this application. If you are interested in learning about the Housing Society or getting involved, the annual general meeting is tomorrow.
So our AGM annual general meeting is on April 19th. It's open to all members of the society to either attend here in person, or there will be Teams, Microsoft Teams link as well. Membership's free. You can apply on our website.
Membership's completely free. We're just interested if you have a passion to learn more about housing, to be part of the solution, then definitely join in. We're still a small operation, so we are looking to get better with communicating with members. So you'll have to pardon us on that one, but we definitely would like to be more engaged with the community in general.
Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.